sitting in the parish church of St. Peter here at Charney Bassett. The church, in fact, was formerly a chapelry which is annexed to the parish church of Longworth. The sound you can hear in the background is the noise of a pile driver working on the River Ock, as you can hear, not many yards away from the church. And in the church I've come across a history. In it, it states that parts of the church, in fact, go back to the 12th century and are of Norman origin. Certainly some of the carvings here seem to date from that time. But surprisingly enough, someone has penciled in at the bottom of the history a suggestion that the sculpture is much more likely to be Saxon, particularly the tympanum, which is over a squint in the north wall of the chancel, in that the carvings depict two dragons facing inwards towards a human figure. And the person who's penciled this in suggests that these are Norse dragons. Well, whether it's Saxon or whether it's Norman, it's obvious that the carvings do date back a long, long time. And coming more up to date, in the 17th century, it's believed that the bell coat with its six small pinnacles comes from that time. The church has two bells. They were mentioned first in the inventory of 1552, and a new frame was made for them in 1786. In 1663, the parishioners of Charney were forced to contribute to the Longworth church rate, in addition to paying for the upkeep of their own chapel, and this they did in spite of protests and even a case at law. Well, consequently, little money was spent on this church, which was often in bad repair. From time to time, the coats or king's arms and the commandments were repainted on the walls, and traces of other biblical sentences were found on the west wall when the church was redecorated in 1956. But during his visitation in 1786, the archdeacon ordered that the church was to be whitewashed within and new-pointed and rough-cast without. In 1828, an unusually heavy carpenter's and glazier's bill seems to show that the chancel's roof was then repaired and plain glass provided for the windows. In 1878, the Vicar of Lyford, just nearby, recorded that Charney Church was reopened after extensive repairs. It also seems at that time the pews were almost totally renewed. While erecting them, the workmen apparently came upon a forgotten vault of the Dunn family, who in the early 18th century inherited the manor house at Lyford, where Thomas Campion was taken prisoner. The vault had steps down to it, and the masons vaulted it over and concreted a large part of the nave floor, as they say, the church under the seats was full of bones. Well, it's a small little church in keeping with the size of the village. And also, I would think, most days it's pretty serene in here. But today, quite out of keeping with the rest of the village, the quietness is broken by man's progress as he works on the River Ock, just a few fields away from here.